From the Edge of the Web studios, here's what we're looking at this week.
Over at Search Engine Journal, we've got Quality Rater Guidelines updates that happened last week. And there's actually a great article by Roger Monti that actually compares what has changed. So if you're not familiar with what Quality Raters guidelines are, Google publishes a document to be able to assist their human evaluators on how to rate the value or the authority of websites. They continually say that they do that. This does not work into the Google algorithm here, but I think all the SEOs in the room. Well, that's just me. How about all the SEOs around the water cooler are paying attention to Quality Rater guidelines, because that is what's kind of it's boldening the entire EAT, expertise, authority, and trust concept that is rolling out here. So Quality Rater guidelines. Certainly want to share some things that have changed. They're not all algorithm hints, by the way, but they've actually changed. A key change in the Quality Rater guidelines appears to be in Section 2.3, if you're reading along at home. Section 2.3 handles your money or your life, YMYL topics, and the change affects news and government-related topics. Previously, the news topic section was grouped together with public official information pages. The news topic is now on its own section, and it provides guidance on how to judge and rate news pages. Now, this one in particular, anybody get a sense that they're kind of preparing for the election cycle coming up in 2020? Mike, what are your thoughts about that particular change?
The rating guidelines are incredibly interesting, yeah. But they're, from my point of view, several levels abstracted from whatever the current reality is this month, next month, the month after. It'll be interesting to see how long it takes for them to implement these things, because these are training of the trainers of the training that goes on for the machine learning, right? So right. It's pretty abstracted. Quality prevails, right?
It does. And to your point of neuroses, these updates can be taken so far out of whack. We preen over them, and we preen over what does that word mean in context of different section changes and what have you. Now, they have been updating it here recently with greater frequency, but at the same time, just like we should caution any major break in SEO or Google algorithm changes, relax, watch your data. Don't overreact on these things. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I think, you hear stories about the gold rush. People sold the shovels, probably did better than most of the miners. I think that's probably the case here too. You have to just figure out what the shovel is in this case.
So if you happen to have, if you're an SEO and you want to roll out your quality graders top 20-point checklist, right, and be able to download that. That should be something that everybody's rolling out there. But at the same time, got to pay attention. If Google's saying it, right, and this guideline has been out for, I think we're talking about 6 years now, if Google's saying it, you should be paying attention to it and guide your content by these documents. But don't freak out, people, please. Okay, well, again, check it out, but it is pretty cool. But the other thing that is having us all in a flutter is over at Barry Swartz, SEO Roundtable. He's actually seeing a possible algorithm update just last week, September 4th and 5th. He's actually looking at a rumored August 29th algorithm. That's where he was focused, but Barry Swartz is now looking at even a more rumored update, September 4th and 5th. This will be two updates in a week. Barry's article actually posts from the community, as well as screenshots of various tools used to monitor traffic. It should be noted that most of the chatter is coming from people that are seeing drops. So, Jacob, as you're scrolling through those screens here, you can certainly see that there are some changes, there are some spikes, but we also recognize volatility in the search engine result pages, and it looks to be a good deal of volatility that is literally one day, and we have to be able to pull away and not be so enwrapped with any and all changes that are happening, because it could very well be, this is, on top of it, it's a post Labor Day weekend, right, Mike? So everything's changing. Well, what are your takes? I mean, Barry's usually spot on, and it's great to be able to have that type of observer. But what are your thoughts about these continual algorithm updates?
So I read the forum posts. It was difficult to know what industry it was in. Obviously, the people who are gaining aren't reporting, only the people that are losing. So you're seeing a limited subset of people reporting, and I didn't see any of that in the accounts I follow. So obviously in local, it's not a huge issue, but it'd be nice to know more to see which industries it impacts, what type of sites it impacted. At this point, that wasn't clear to me. So like you said, sit back, relax, watch your data and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're getting a bit, getting yanked, so to speak. Our chain's getting yanked on a regular basis. And certainly Google is improving their algorithm regularly, but
They're improving their ability to yank our chains too, though.
Well, especially when they're announcing things, and they're announcing things that you cannot change whatsoever. I mean, they're literally rolling out core updates, and along with it, saying you can't do anything about it, folks. So deal. It's great to be able to see that they're forthcoming with changes, but at the same time, the tried and true methodology of good quality content, good quality authority in your market space, that's never going to be changed the way I see it in this marketplace. Those are the votes of confidence. That's the online credit report that's always going to be stoking your value, right?
That's where I would stand, is good content, not too much of it, solid partners on the linking front, and strong reputation for your business. I mean, those things never change. They didn't change before we got to digital marketing, and they're not going to change after too much. There are going to be periods where you can manipulate things, but those are few and far between, and they'll go away.
To find out more about Mike's take on the news items of the day, as well as the full Mike Blumenthal interview, go over to YouTube, search Edge of the Web, like and subscribe us there.